Cynthia Miller Indris, help me understand the conversation that has been had around the president's rhetoric. We saw Twitter and Facebook have taken down specific, the president's ability to use those platforms, arguing that he himself was inciting violence. How true do you think that is? Do you, as many have, lay some of the responsibility for Wednesday at the feet of the president?
I do. I think that not just the incitement to violence in this particular case, but I think what we have seen for several years now has been a mainstreaming and a normalization of extremist ideas and a lot of dog whistle kinds of calls like the stand back, stand by statement that even if the intent isn't there, the way it's received, the impact, it has a lot of risk and danger attached to it in terms of the far right mobilizing online and feeling like they've been legitimated. And so what we're seeing now is, the very people, not just the president, but other elected officials, the very people who are supposed to be trusted sources of information, helping to create and propagate a disinformation landscape that says this election is invalid, that there's been mass voter fraud, and really compelling these people to act.